Each day now, travelers are arriving home to the Northwest who may have been exposed to Ebola. In Oregon, a woman who has come back from West Africa was just hospitalized Friday with a fever. But the ink isn't yet dry on Washington, Oregon, and Idaho's policies on how to isolate these travelers. And the hustle is on to adequately train healthcare workers. Correspondent Anna King has more.
In Oregon, state officials say they have fully adopted the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention protocol. The state has also adapted its own CDC-based algorithm to assess someone's risk level of developing Ebola. In Washington, the state says it's basically following CDC guidelines too, except if a traveler is at high risk for getting the virus, county health districts will put limits on their movements and ability to go to public places. And Washington State's current policy is to check on these people's temperature twice daily. That's more often than the CDC currently recommends. Scott Lindquist is Washington's infectious disease expert. He says the state is also working hard to ramp up training for medical professionals at hospitals in case they receive a patient with suspected Ebola.
Do I think every hospital in Washington State is ready? No, not all of them, but we're working with the Hospital Association, the Nurses Association, the Medical Association, both to provide the training, to provide the equipment.
In Idaho, officials say they aren't receiving many travelers yet and expect to come out with their policies by early next week. I'm Anna King in Richland.